At a news conference in Madison, the director of the National Coalition for Organized Gambling accused the governor of taking more than $400,000 in campaign contributions from tribal gaming interests. Reverend Tom Gray of Rockford, Illinois, says voters should think about that when they go to the polls.
Doyle has taken enough money to question whether or not his reelection would mean then that we'll see a spread of off-reservation gambling, Kenosha, Beloit, and eventually Madison.
A Madison attorney who led a successful campaign to block the Ho-Chunk tribe from building a casino in Madison shares Gray's concerns. Fred Mose, a supporter of Republican Mark Green, says it may be too late to change people's votes, but he has a message for Doyle supporters.
Wake up, and if you did vote for Governor Doyle and he's reelected, talk to him and tell him that you don't want any more casinos licensed in this state, period.
Doyle spokesman Dan Leistikow says the governor has pledged not to approve new casinos unless they're supported by the local communities where they'd be located. And Leistikow says the governor struck lucrative deals with the tribes that have created jobs and helped balance the budget.
He's been very tough in these negotiations and has gotten the state five times as much money out of the gaming compacts as Governor Thompson.
Republican Mark Green's most recent campaign finance reports don't show any money coming from tribal interests, but Green has not taken a position on whether or not he would approve any new off-reservation casinos if he were elected. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.